Good morning. It's Thursday, the 23rd of April 2015, and the Commissioner and his Council assisting have just concluded their opening addresses at the Royal Commission into Trade Union Governance and Corruption. They've outlined what they're going to do for this year. They've, to some extent, listed or maybe celebrated the successes they feel they had last year. And I wanted to give you some thoughts immediately after having listened to and watched both the Commissioner and Mr. Stolger. One really heartening aspect of Mr. Stolger's address was the aversion he made, the mention he made of the Labor Party as an arm of the union movement, and the means by which certain secretaries of unions, given the amalgamations of unions, the reduction in the total number of unions, and therefore the accretion of power in the hands of those individual union leaders who remain, the means by which those union secretaries, those union leaders, can exercise potentially such disproportionate power on the government of the day or its opposition, be it if it's Labor Party government or opposition. Now, that is a very, very risky circumstance. It would take immense self-control given the absence of regulations we have at present, and Mr. Stolger referred to that as well. It would take immense self-control for persons in that circumstance not to exercise their influence improperly. And you know, and I know, that many of them do exercise that influence improperly. Mr. Stolger said it's not for his commission, for the Royal Commission, to investigate the Labor Party, but it is for the Royal Commission to investigate the use of power by certain union officials. Now, Australia does not have a racketeering-influenced, corrupt organisations suite of legislation, as does the United States. We have another circumstance here that's different from the United States, and that is that our leftist party, our Labor Party, is closely affiliated with the union movement. In the United States, the Democrats are not closely affiliated with the union movement. They operate quite separately. Now, there's a real opportunity here for this Royal Commission to make recommendations that break the nexus, the potentially corrupt nexus, between the unions themselves and the Labor Party and the parliamentarians. Because at present, far too often, the unions get to select legislators and their own legislation, which has led to this parlous state of regulation, the absence of appropriate regulations. Mr. Stolger made some good recommendations today. One would be for the banning of union officials that act improperly, for that to be a matter for the courts. Now, you know, he watered it down as soon as he'd said it, but it's patently obvious that we need something like that. I'd go a step further. Australia needs a suite of regulation or legislation similar to that in the United States that limited the influence of people like Jimmy Hoffa and his corrupt union. We need racketeering and corrupt organisation legislation, because we've seen writ large the examples at the Royal Commission of what happens in its absence.